This is Dr. Sobhaj Jitendra of Pranavsky River Center, Ray. Nikki's procedure was nausea, GERD, epigastric pain, dysphagia. Her date of birth is 6/28/1974. To injection, patient appear to be having great serous esophagitis, peptic stricture with some difficulty. I was able to pass the scope through this, traverse the scope through this, the injection into the stomach, to the pelvis, but one second, exampulated biopsy small intestine, was serious with intestines, my intestine, normal, normal, partial, ulcer, partial, and my gastric biopsy, but I am trying to represent cellular, but I'm trying to recovery, personal, not which is great about injection. Patient have great serous esophagitis. Coming out, I saw peptic stricture developing a G-junction. The scope was able to pass through the terrible difficulty, which created the mucosal irritation, and. Otherwise, this was something unremarkable. It was such kind of patient complication. Finding number one, gastro esophagus, number two, the proximal body, proximal esophagus, and the mid esophagus, and three, gastro normal, number two, the division of discal is great, serous esophagitis, number three, G-junction peptic stricture, probably caused by the reflux regurgitation. The score was traversed through this area with little difficulty. after the score was passed, that the peptic stricture was not narrowed and not obstructing. Patient had multiple erosive gastritis. Multiple duodenitis. Recommendation, await for the stomach biopsy for Helicobacter pylori therapy, await for small biopsy, rule of serous screw number three, start patient for tonics 40 mg twice daily, and Cataphrit 1 gram, 1 gram TID, we'll start with the liquid suspension, and we'll recommend patient to be today. Today would be like a start clear liquids at start clear liquids at 2 p.m. About 5 hours from now. If asymptomatic, then start pushing clear liquids all day today and advance it to full liquid tomorrow, and then advance it to soft food after 48 hours. If at any point in time she's developing chest pain or shortness of breath, then she needs to report to us, the report of the nearest emergency room as soon as possible. To rule out any esophageal perforation or tear. If all comes, the biopsy comes possible, helicobacter pylori therapy. If all comes negative, repeat upper endoscopy in 3 months to follow up with the risk of esophagitis. And of nutrition, please send a copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Marjorie Gideon, and copy Dr. Padam Sari. The procedure was January 16th to 23rd. The procedure was 16th to 23rd. Patient transportation, thanks.